Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Luther College, offering more than 60 areas of study, including the new data science and neuroscience majors. Dedicated to preparing students for success in a changing world.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. We've been talking about rock and roll all hour, and of course, musicians capture their sound in many different ways, usually audible. But with me right now is Iowa City photographer Mike Weber. He's been capturing performances with his camera. He specializes in photographing Iowa musicians and has an exhibit coming up at Ray Gun, the store, in Cedar Rapids, March 1st through 8th. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So you've been taking pictures for a while. When did you start taking pictures of musicians?
I started doing musicians back around 2008. A friend of mine was doing some open mics, and he said, hey, you should come down and take pictures. It's a good reason to get out of the house. And so I started doing that and did that for a couple years. And then I started making more friends in the music scene. And more people kept encouraging me to come out to shows, and it just kind of spiraled from there.
Well, what got you hooked on taking pictures of people as they perform?
It's just a really interesting subject. When you have two artists basically working together, you kind of feed off of each other's energy, and the live performances, it's really enjoyable. And frankly, it is a more difficult thing to photograph, and it adds that challenge level there. And I also don't see as many photographers out at shows as I would like to see. So I almost feel like there's almost a little bit of responsibility that somebody needs to go out there and do it. So why not me?
What makes it challenging?
Just every venue has different lighting. And even in the same venue, they change their light depending on who's playing. And it's just trying to learn and adapt. And every performer does different things on stage and trying to predict where they're going to be. And just trying to capture what they are doing on stage in a photograph, it's not as simple as just taking a portrait.
Right. Well, I mean, the lighting is, I'm sure there are perks and challenges to the lighting. Of course, you're pretty much there in the dark and all the lights are up on the stage. What makes that a challenging situation?
Just trying to adapt to it, because you have basically two big things you're fighting with what I call gig lighting, is you tend to have a lot of primary colors and trying to get the colors corrected so it looks normal. And then also you have all these hot spots. So like if a performer steps into the mic, your exposure changes. If they take a step back, it's a little bit different. And trying to pay attention to, you know, this performer over here, I'm using these settings for. This performer over here, I'm using those settings for. And trying to just remember everything, pay attention, try and be at the right place at the right time. I mean, some of the lighting is really cool, but if it's just kind of a headache to manage all of it.
Do you remember one of the first shots you got where you really felt like, yes, I really captured this performer?
To a point, I feel like I haven't been that confident in my work until more recently. But a lot of that has come down to a lot of the venues don't have the greatest lighting, and when I have the opportunity to shoot somewhere that has really good lighting, and you just get that moment when the performer's really into it and they're in the right place and the lighting is hitting them just perfect, and that's just like, yeah, I did that. I got that.
So tell me about a picture that really makes that cut. I mean, you just selected pictures for this Ray Gun exhibit. So what's one of the shots that you're really proud of? Describe it for me.
Probably one of my favorite shots in the collection that I put up at Ray Gun was a show. I want to say it was in 2016 at Lefties in Des Moines. And it was a touring band. And they had a little laser light thing that was at the back of the stage that shot lasers all over the venue. And the guitarist got up on one of the monitors and he held his guitar up and he was just in the right position that all the laser lights went around him. So there was this tight shot. He was playing the guitar and all the lights were going around the neck of the guitar and his head. And he had long hair and he was like looking down at his guitar and kind of draped over his face a little bit. And I remember like at the show, seeing that shot in the viewfinder, and then I typically don't look at the back of my camera much, but I remember that was one that I actually stopped, looked at the image I just took, and went, Yeah. This is one.
I got it. So what do you think? I mean, as I mentioned, of course, performers, they're making music. What do you think you capture in a photograph from a performance that maybe you don't get by listening to the music?
Well, I think one of the interesting things that I find is that there are bands that are good to listen to and there are bands that are good to watch. You know, just because they sound good in a recording doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be very entertaining to see live. And vice versa, too. Like some of the bands that I've really enjoyed shooting over the years aren't necessarily the best recorded. But it's the experience of being there, the experience of seeing them on stage, doing their thing, being crazy. But then, like I said, some of the artists that I've seen that sound really good, they're just very, very mellow, very down to earth on stage, and it doesn't create a good picture. And when you have that opportunity to kind of bridge, you know, the recorded medium with the live medium, I find it very, very interesting, because then, like, there are a lot of people who will listen to live music, and there are a lot of people who go to shows, but then there are a lot of people who will just hear stuff on the radio or download it. And they don't have a connection between what they're listening to and what that looks like on stage. And my photography kind of bridges that gap.
So you mentioned that you don't feel like you see as many photographers out of shows as you'd like to. I mean, tell me a little bit about how you are the photographer that's there, because of course, you know, most shows, they don't really want you taking a lot of pictures if you're if you don't know what you're doing. But you're not working for the band. I mean, how do you get in?
It's one of those things. If you look like you're supposed to be there, people usually don't ask too many questions. Most of the shows that I go to, even if I have been invited by the bands, they usually don't inform the venue. I just kind of roll in with my case. And usually when you walk into a venue, because I come in with a Pelican case that's, you know, 3 feet long, 2 feet wide, it's on wheels. And when you walk into the venue, they usually look at you like, you're probably supposed to be here. And yeah, I mean, I would like to see more people capturing it, because photography is just like music or any other art. The way that I capture these images are going to be different than the way anybody else does. And I know that some people think that, oh, you don't want to have too many photographers there, that you don't want to be bumping into each other. But at the same time, like, I know that the way I capture things is different from everybody else, and I would like to see more variety. Just like, you don't want to listen to the same band all day, every day. I would like there to be a more diverse selection of images that capture the Iowa music scene.
So do you tend to connect with the band before you photograph them?
Depends. A lot of times I'm connected with one of the bands when I go into a show. But once I'm there and I've seen bands perform, that's usually when I try and connect with the bands that I haven't talked to yet.
Well, I can imagine for some bands, having you there is just an incredible gift to really capture what they're doing on stage. So, I mean, after you take pictures, I assume then you get in touch with the band and say, hey, I took pictures of you.
Well, yeah, it's great, because what I typically do is, you know, I'll shoot the show and then I'll edit my photos and put them on Facebook or my website. And especially on Facebook, you know, most bands have a Facebook page, and I'll tag them. And a lot of times bands are just like, well, you know, I saw a guy with a camera there. I didn't know we were going to see any of the pictures. And then I tag them. And, you know, usually the bands are incredibly grateful to have something like that, because most of the bands just, you know, the only pictures they have from their live shows are the ones that their friends or spouses took on their smartphones, which don't tend to do very good in a live music environment.
So is this something you can make money from, or is this mostly just something you love to do?
Working on it is the best answer. There are bands that pay me. But I don't want it to get to a point where me going to shows requires me to get money handed to me. I try and think of my live music as the best promotion that I can do as a photographer. I don't necessarily want to. I mean, I would love to get paid to go out to shows every day and shoot it. That would be absolutely amazing. But at the same time, I understand that that's not necessarily a viable career path. My hope is just that I will meet enough people and meet enough bands that, you know, eventually bands get to a point where they do need to have some good photography and promotional pictures for their albums, and hopefully they'll think to give me a call.
Well, and you know, I'm sure that if you were taking pictures in Chicago or New York, you'd run into a lot more people also taking pictures. Why do you think it's important to capture the Iowa music scene?
Well, I live here. That's one of my important things. But I, you know, it's one of those things that there are a lot of bands in Iowa, and there are a lot of really good bands in Iowa. And just because we are in Iowa, air quotes, doesn't necessarily diminish the quality of the music that our state is capable of producing. And just because we aren't Chicago or New York or L.A. or anywhere else, doesn't mean that we don't need to have our scene represented just as well as they do. You know, I know that in those cities it's easier for bands to make money. I get that. But just because of that, I don't think that we should think that our music scene here is any less healthy than those are.
Now, I know you've been really serious about these music photographs for maybe the last 3 years or so, yeah. Although you've been in the scene for a decade. Yeah. How do you see it changing?
It ebbs and flows. I feel like we're going into another wave of a lot of bands that have been active for the last couple of years have kind of either just stopped performing or they've kind of broken up, and we're starting to see new bands come up. I see what I see in, especially like in the Iowa City and Cedar Rapids area, I feel like bands are starting to take things more seriously, especially the bands and the musicians that have been around for the last 5-10 years. And I'm really excited for it. There seems to be a lot of energy and a lot of willingness to take this scene seriously. So I'm looking forward to what's going to happen over the next few years. I think that we're getting to a point that we have enough talent in the area that we can take the next step, as it were.
Do you have favorite venues to photograph in?
Yes and no. I mean, I have venues that I photograph in frequently. Yacht Club in Iowa City is probably the ones that I find myself at most frequently. They used to do an open mic every Tuesday, and pretty much every Tuesday I was there to photograph that. Gabe's is another one that I shoot at pretty frequently. Trying to think of another one. I don't get out to Des Moines or as much as I would like, but there's a couple venues out there that I enjoy. It's just a matter of finding time to
sure. Do you have a favorite performer that you like to photograph, or maybe one or two?
Well, I would probably say the band that I enjoyed working with the most is now defunct. One of their members moved to Chicago, but I very much enjoyed a Iowa City band called Milk Duct Tape, and they were a kind of a grungy 90s style rock and roll, very like Nirvana-esque, and I really enjoyed working with them, and I love their music. I love them as just people. So right now I'm waiting for the next one to pop up that I enjoy working
and
with.
And what did you love about photographing them?
They were hams on stage, especially the drummer. He was just the way he would play drums, and that there was one of their songs that he would always like put his head up and just scream at the top of his lungs. And I always loved trying to get a picture of that. But like they had a stage presence. They yeah. had a performance. It wasn't just them going on and playing their notes. Like they got into it, and a lot of bands don't. And that's something that I really enjoy when a band is willing to take on the persona when they go on stage.
Really connect with the audience.
Yeah.
So in picking photos for this exhibit, how many pictures are going to be up?
Well. I started with I shot 240 shows over the last decade, which came out to 134,000 pictures.
Wow.
And I had to sort that down to about 50 are actually going to be up. I don't think this is going to be the last use of this material. My long-term goal, I want to turn it into a book, but I feel like that's going to take a little bit more time and a little bit more finance than I have available right now. But it was, I went back to the beginning when I started doing this after I reached out to Raygun and they were interested in having me. And I just said, you know what, I'm treating the entire body of work as fresh. And I went back and I sorted through everything again. Most of them I re-edited just with fresh eyes. And it was about 2 weeks of basically I went to my day job, I came home, and I sorted photos. It was a very long process.
What do you think you learned about yourself as a photographer from looking back at so many years of work?
That I used to suck. That's probably the first thing I realized. I think one of the things that I noticed is that my style in like the way that I compose my images hasn't changed all that much, which I think is a good thing. But also that just how much I have learned and like the ratio of what is pretty good to what is usable to what is just junk has gotten a lot better. I think I realized after I got finished the final selection, a good bulk of the images that are going to go up are just from the last couple years. Yeah. Which tells me that I'm getting better. So that's always a good thing.
So we're going to go out here with some music from the Surf Zombies. And Brooke Hoover of the Surf Zombies is one of your favorite people to photograph. Why is that?
He is probably the most ridiculously animated performer that I have ever worked with. He is probably the most challenging to shoot, too, because he just is so ridiculous on stage. And it tends to be that he knows when I'm taking a picture of him. So it's kind of a challenge for me. Like, I love capturing that Brooke that he displays. But it's also sometimes I want to get a genuine moment from him.
Right, right. All right. Well, Mike, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Mike Weber, an Iowa City-based photographer. He specializes in photographing Iowa musicians and has an exhibit coming up at Raygun in Cedar Rapids, March 1st through the 8th. And as I said, we're going to go out with some Surf Zombies here. Talk of Iowa is produced by Iowa Public Radio. Our producers are Ben Stanton, Lindsay Moon, Dennis Reese, and Emily Woodbury. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. We had production assistance today from John Pemble and Lulu Dewey. I'm Charity Nebbe. This is Talk of Iowa.